of Shaken Red Nation. This is Jeremy Brenner here with another episode of The Dream Take presented by The Dream Shake, home of all things Houston Rockets at SBNation.com. And today, we're going to continue the conversation from our previous episode about what big move Tillman Fertitta is about to make. If you haven't listened to that episode, go ahead and check that out. But we're kind of trimming that fat around that question and kind of getting to the meat of it. And that question is James Harden coming back to Houston the big move that Tillman Fertitta is alluding to when he says the Rockets are going to make a big move before the 2023-2024 season, excuse me. But yeah, because here's the thing. James Harden's a free agent at the end of this upcoming season, but he does have a player option for the following season, which pays him a lot of money. I don't have that number off the top of my head, but I want to say it's definitely north of $40 million next season if he opts into the contract with the 76ers. And based on how he's playing, I wouldn't say he's guaranteed to make more than $47 million on that player option. I just looked at Spotrac right now. And yes, he's set to make $47 million next year. I don't know if James Harden's played well enough to turn down $47 million for next season, but it could happen. It could happen. Now, obviously, the Rockets and James Harden have had a very interesting relationship, especially over the last year plus, but there has always been this communication between the Rockets and James Harden that if he wanted to return, the Rockets would be open to it. Now, Tillman Fertitta is all about getting big names out there and all about getting, you know, bringing notoriety back to Houston. I'm sure that the rebuild has definitely hurt him, especially considering the fact that the Rockets were so good before when he purchased the team from Leslie Alexander. And, you know, he's had a rough, you know, since the pandemic, basically, said his businesses have taken a lot of hits. So getting a big move by 2023-2024 is what he needs in order for this team to kind of, you know, get back to where it's supposed to be. And I feel like the Rockets are going to be at that point at the end of next season where they need to do something to try to get back into the play-in or try to get back in the playoffs. James Harden would certainly do that. I think that bringing James Harden in would certainly make this team better, of course. I don't know if it would necessarily make it a championship team, but there's a lot of different aspects about this that make it a positive and a negative. I'm recording this live on Spotify Live, so if those who are here would like to come up and speak and talk about this a little bit further, feel free to hit that speaker request button and we can chat about it. But let's start with the pros of adding James Harden, because I think that's the easiest of the two. Pros versus cons. But the pros for adding a guy like James Harden is, number one, he's a former MVP. Number two, he's a great, you know, community member in Houston, and he can continue to be part of the community in Houston. I don't think that is something that we should just throw out and say, oh, well, yeah, I genuinely think that that is a positive for the organization, especially from where they are. Look, they're not looking to be championship contenders in 2023-2024. It's more about getting a big move to get them back into the playoff discussion. James Harden at age 33 right now. He's what, 33? Somewhere around that. Yeah, 33 at the end of the season. So he'll be 33 at the beginning of the offseason next year. So he's coming into Houston age 33, age 34. He's still a guy that has – he's still a plus NBA player. Definitely not going to be the same guy that he was back in 2017, 2018, the peak James Harden that we all came to love, that we ended up naming this podcast originally after. But he's still the best player on the Rockets, maybe outside of Jalen Green, if he were to come at age 34. At least from what's currently on the roster. So there are positives. And I do believe that getting James Harden would be easier than trading for a guy like a Rudy Gobert or like a Donovan, like, it's not going to cost them anything. It might be a sign and trade with Philly or whichever team he ends up with at the end of next season. I'm assuming it'll be Philly, but, you know, we said that about Brooklyn. We don't know anymore. So I think the sign and trade with Philly, it's not going to cost them that much to do that. So that's another positive, is signing James Harden. James Harden's probably one of the few superstars that would be willing to sign with Houston at the end of the 2023 season. And he's someone that would bring instant notoriety back to Houston. Now, that obviously isn't something that we necessarily care about as Rockets fans, because they have notoriety in our eyes regardless, because we follow them all the time. But I think in terms of getting James Harden, I think there are a lot of reasons for it. And I think I've just listed them out. Now, there are a lot of cons. Let's not kid ourselves here. There are a lot of reasons that the Rockets should not do this. Number one, how is James Harden going to coexist with Kevin Porter, Jalen Green, and Josh Christopher? I don't see how Kevin Porter and James Harden are going to be able to be on the same team. Although he's made it work with Tyrese Maxey in Philly, but that's, in my opinion, a totally different scenario. I just don't see how Harden, Green, and KPJ are going to be able to be on the court at the same time. I really don't see it. Now, in terms of the money that he would sign, is it worth signing a guy like James Harden to a massive contract and you're spending all that money when you're not going to be that good? Or whether, like, is the money that the Rockets are going to sign for a fair valuation? Because he's probably going to want something close to, like what Sean says in the comments, $50 million per year on a max contract. I don't necessarily think Harden's going to be a max player after this contract. I think he's going to end up opting in. And I think they're going to opt in with Philly next year. And then after that, we'll see. It could be coming back to Houston. It might be like a 2-year deal with a player option after year two or something, like, or after year one. But there's a lot of interesting ways that this contract could be, that could make this a quote unquote big move for the Rockets. I do see problems with the money. I do see problems with the fit. I do see problems with kind of messing with the system a little bit as well. I don't necessarily know if the Rockets would necessarily be better with James Harden, or that much better. You know, we've seen what's happened with Russell Westbrook and the teams that he's been on since leaving the Rockets, and even coming to the Rockets. Like, Russell Westbrook didn't make the Rockets that much better. And I'm not comparing James Harden to Russell Westbrook exactly, although I kind of am. But I think James Harden could have that impact on a team in a couple of years. You know, it's weird. There are a lot of players that are just really good, or that were incredible, you know, years ago in their primes. But now they're at a point to where they can't be a true number one or a number two on a contender. You know, there's 29 losers in the NBA every year, and there's only one winner. So there's a lot of people in this category that are just really good, but they're not great, and they can't get you to a ring. And I hate to say it, but I think that's what James Harden is right now. I really don't know. I mean, I'm recording this before game six of the series, and even throughout the series, like, he had obviously that really good game in game four. I want to say it was game four where they tied the series and he had that brilliant fourth quarter. But that's Joel Embiid's team. And at times, most times than not, Tyrese Maxey has played better than him. And that's not to knock on Harden, because Joel Embiid is, you know, the best player in the league, some say, or according to the NBA, the second best player in the league. And Tyrese Maxey is someone that could be that kind of $25 million per year player. I truly believe that in a couple of years, should he stay healthy. So I think Harden's in a position right now to where he's not able to be the best player and he can't showcase his strengths. And that is like kind of what he wants in his career. He wants a ring. He sacrificed being the number one option on the Brooklyn Nets to go win a championship there. He was unsuccessful and he couldn't see, you know, and what Brooklyn promised him is not what Brooklyn gave him. So he wanted out and he wanted to go to Philly. He wanted to work with Joel Embiid. He wants to be not the best player. He wants a ring. And I don't think the Rockets would offer him a ring that, or a chance at a ring that quickly. So I don't know if James Harden is going to want to come to Houston for that reason, because he probably would want to go and seek out other opportunities that are easier for him to succeed. The Rockets don't provide that. So that would be why James Harden doesn't end up coming back to Houston, at least in 2023, 2024. Maybe he takes another chance after he has his 2 years in Philly and then decides, well, it's time to come home. Let's finish this career out on top. Maybe he does that. You know, there were other guys that did that. Kevin Garnett comes to mind as an example, someone who came home to end his career despite not being in, you know, playoff contention. Kobe Bryant had that opportunity as well. He could have gone to a team that would have given him a better chance at a ring. He chose to stay with the Lakers. There is merit in going home and staying home. For Dirk Nowitzki, another great example of a guy that would prefer to be with his team, the team that helped him become a star, than go out and be on a different team. And maybe Harden's learning that the hard way, you know, is that he would rather prefer being home, being loved and all that. That's something that he'll have to figure out within the next 2 years. Philly's also a very, you know, if you aren't playing well, like they'll know about it. They'll know about it. Mike is here. We're recording this in the middle of the day, so I didn't know if Mike was going to be available or not. He is taking some time out of his busy schedule to come on. I'm going to ask him his take on that, and then we'll wrap things up. But Mike, we've been talking about the pros and cons of Harden coming to Houston, coming not. And then we kind of looked into his ideas of whether he would want to come to Houston or not. I want to ask you whether you should do the, whether you would do this or not. I kind of have a feeling I know the answer, but I want to hear your take on it, and then I'll share mine and we'll wrap things up.
I think it's all dependent on, does he win a title before he comes back? I think this year, I don't think that they do it, but if he opts into his player, what a player option for next season, and they win it next year, I could see him coming back. And I would welcome him back with open arms.
Really? That's not Absolutely. What I was expecting you to say, but that's, I guess, good, because
I wouldn't even think twice.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I think it depends on, I think he only comes back if he wins a title elsewhere. And if he comes back, can the Rockets get him on a team-friendly deal? You know, I'm not paying him $50 million, but if he came back, let's say after next season, for a 3-year, $100 million deal with a player option in the third year, I would do that. Because I think the Rockets would – I would want him back, man. I mean, he was a massive part of the fan base and the organization for 8-plus years. You know, so
I'm never going to predict any of your takes ever again, because that was like maybe the last thing I thought you were going to say. I really did not think you wanted him back.
You know what? Are you saying that because of the way that he left?
Yeah, I assume that was like – so if he were to come back, all of him leaving and the style in which he left, all of that would just go away for you?
I think it would go away.
Be forgiven?
Well, I think it, for me, how he left sucked, but the action ultimately would be the same whether he did it the way he did it or whether he came out and took a full page ad in the paper and said, I love Houston, H-Town till I drown, like that sort of thing. It's the same action of him leaving. So it's like, yeah, it sucked, but I get where he was coming from. And I wouldn't hold any ill will against him, you know?
Interesting.
I think I think if he could come back and be a secondary piece to the team that the Rockets are building, I would be all for it.
I think I'm in that same kind of boat where I feel like if he came back, he would have to be on a very, very specific condition. And obviously he wouldn't be paid a max contract. Obviously he wouldn't be the number one player. I still think this is Jalen Green's team. And yeah, I'd like to see him and Harden kind of team up together and see what they could do. But I also worry that signing him would prevent the Rockets from going out, getting other pieces. And I'm also not sure what that means for Kevin Porter, what that means for Josh Christopher, guys like that, who would be guys that, I mean, if you're looking at Harden now, I guess what, rookies have four-year deals? I mean, Kevin Porter's about to sign his extension this offseason, so that's probably, you know, so, like, he'll be in the middle of that deal when Harden would hypothetically come in 2023-2024, and Josh Christopher would be about to become, you know, a restricted free agent, and then that puts the Rockets in a very weird place. Because this would be what? Okay, so this would be after Christopher's year two. So, I mean, it would significantly reduce Josh Christopher's role, right, if Harden were to come in. Right. Because that would make him not the first guard off the bench. Well, maybe it would make him the first guard off the bench. But as a scorer, his opportunities and his responsibilities scoring would diminish significantly if Harden were on the floor.
Yeah, I look at it from a Josh Christopher to me is, I don't know if you would agree with this, but he's an unknown to me. He had a nice first year. I think he performed a little bit above of what I expected.
Yeah.
But on a good team, Josh Christopher doesn't sniff the floor in real minutes.
I don't think we know that yet. I don't think we know that yet.
Well, that's
we
won't not
find
fair.
Out. Yeah. Unless he does get those minutes and he does grow within the team. And I think another thing too is, like, obviously 2023-2024 is like a target date because that's when the Rockets get off the wall contract officially. It gets them off of it gets so they'll have max slots in free agency. They'll be able to do things, you know, like that. So if the Rockets were in a position to contend for a title right out of the way, then yeah, you're not worried about Josh Christopher if you're playing for a championship. But Mike, I don't believe that signing James Harden to this, basically signing James Harden to this roster with who they have plus top draft. Like, here's what I'll say. The only way the Rockets get close to a title by signing James Harden is if they add Victor Wembanyama in the draft. And if you have a team with Wembanyama as a rookie, Green and Harden, and that's your big three, that's a team I could be like, okay, like maybe there's something here. Obviously, it wouldn't necessarily be maybe that first year, but I would say within 2 years, that team actually has a legitimate chance. That would put Jalen Green in year four?
Year four. Also, year don't forget what they would draft.
I think it's possible, Mike. And then an aging Harden, yes, but someone that's still really effective as a second or third option. And then you have Victor Wembanyama, who looks NBA ready already, like in Europe already. And I think, like, then you can say, okay, I think that's something worth going for. But that's solely contingent on getting Victor Wembanyama in the next draft. And continuing on how the Rockets do this year, and if they're even in a place to do that. I don't think they're going to be, and if they aren't going to be in a position to contend for a championship, we're talking about contending for the playoffs maybe. Josh Christopher is someone that I wouldn't necessarily want to just throw away for a shot to contend for the playoffs. If it's a chance to contend for a championship, sure, but not just to get to the play-in or get to the playoffs.
No, for sure. I think you also combine all of those things with what they're going to do in the draft this year. I think if the Rockets end up with the first overall pick, they could go in any one of the three directions. Do I think Harden coming back is likely? No. But if the question to Rockets fans, should the Rockets welcome him back? Yes, he's the second greatest player in the history of the franchise. And it's not on the same level. But if LeBron went to Miami and then came back, can come back to Cleveland, Harden can do the same thing. The way I see it, you know, and as long as it doesn't break the bank for me, I don't think bringing Harden back slows down the development of any of the guys that we have right now outside of maybe Kevin Porter Jr. Because I think you can go.
The thing is, if you.
You can go with a three guard lineup. You can go just hypothetically. You could do a Josh Christopher, Jalen Green, and a Harden. You know, Harden did.
But if you bring Harden, I'll say this. I'm for Harden coming back if he's coming to contend for a championship. And he's if he is someone that could help this team get to a championship. I'm not solid on bringing him back just to get to the playoffs. That's not something that I would personally do, at least for 2023, 2024. If we're getting to a point where it's like at the very end of his career and we're talking after 2023, 2024, looking 25, 26, it'll be his 16th, 17th year in the league. He's looking for one last swan song. The Rockets might be in that perfect spot to really like take one more step, get to a ring. Then sure, yeah. But I am hesitant to bring him aboard with this team still trying to find its identity, because Harden's the guy, as we've seen in Brooklyn and Philly, you have to change your whole, basically your whole team to kind of match his style and to get him to work. Because the thing with Harden is and the same thing with Westbrook too. Harden and Westbrook are both very specific players, and they can work but it has to be a super, super, super specific situation. We've seen Russell Westbrook. We haven't seen him succeed since he was with Houston. The Rockets had to completely upend their roster, trade Clint Capella to make Russell Westbrook the focal point. And he was only successful enough to get the Rockets to the second round, which is no better than what they did the year before. So that's the thing. If you bring on James Harden, which I'm a little concerned about, is you have to basically – Jalen Green has to play a new way. Kevin Porter has to play a whole new way. Şengün has to play a whole new way. Whoever comes here, everyone's style of change has to play. And it kind of, in a weird way, cuts off part of the development that you've made over the past several years. So it has to be a very specific situation for James Harden to come back to Houston, in my opinion.
The last thing I'll say, and I got to get back to STR. To me, the ideal situation for Harden coming back, if you're a Rockets fan, think Marcus Camby. Like when Marcus Camby came to the Rockets, he wasn't coming back, but he was the picture-perfect guy at the right time. You know, the Rockets needed a guy to defend the rim, and Camby did it at a decently high level for them. I forgot what year that was.
It was one of those mid-years. Yeah. It was like 2012.
But the Rockets definitely took a step forward with Marcus Camby. I agree with you. I think if the Rockets can bring him – like, maybe this is better put now that we're talking about this. I would be in favor of James Harden retiring as a Rocket. Like, if he came back for his last 2 years with the Rockets, I'd be fully on board. Would I take him back – necessarily not next year, but the year after for a huge amount of money? No, I wouldn't. I think you made great points about the development of the guys. I wouldn't want to hinder that. Is he going to be that missing piece? Is he the big move that Tillman talked about a couple weeks ago? I doubt it. But it depends on the money. But, you know, would I be in favor of James Harden coming back and retiring as a Rocket? Absolutely. So appreciate you, dude.
Well said. All right thanks, man. Mike. And I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for now. I think at the end of the day, kind of to wrap things up, if James Harden were to come back to Houston, I think it would make a lot of headlines. It would bring Houston back to some national relevance, because that's the last time the Rockets were nationally relevant was when Harden was here in Houston. So it would add that. And that's good for a PR. That's good for PR. That's good for the business, hypothetically, in Tillman Fertitta's standpoint. But in terms of the team, in terms of the basketball, it's a fit that needs to be extremely specific. I'm talking very narrow, There's not a whole lot of situations where this would work. You have to play things incredibly, incredibly, incredibly specific. And if that were the case, then sure. Yeah, absolutely. Because who wouldn't want back, as Mike said, the second best player in franchise history? For now. It could be Jalen Green, could be any of these guys coming up moving forward after Hakeem. But at this point, today, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say not yet, but if things change within a year, the timing's right, the lighting's right, everything lines up, make the move, sure. But today, right now, I say no. What do you think? You know, head to thedreamshake.com. This article will be up Friday morning, so you can talk about it there in the comments and keep the discussion going on Twitter at TheDreamTake and at DreamShakeSBN. You can also go to our Facebook page, give us a like over there, and be sure to head to our website, thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets at SBNation.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Brennan. That's JeremyBrennener. And you can follow my co-pilot on Twitter, Michael Brown, at BSW Podcast_MB. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. Until next time, go Rockets!